Hey, it's Aiden Mortensen here with another Castle Country Focus interview. Today in the studio, we are joined by Miss Carbon County herself, Shalice Rahala. Shalice, always a pleasure to have you in. Thanks for taking the time to come talk to us.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me.
So we brought you in to talk about your upcoming Winter Wonderland Tea Party, but I feel like it's important first to kind of highlight some of the other things that you and the rest of Miss Carbon County have been doing. And I think the biggest one that people would like to hear about is your recent service trip to Ensenada.
Oh my goodness, where do I begin? That was such a life-changing experience, honestly. We got to help go serve kids. We got to give them food, school supplies, toys, hygiene kits. We got to give them a lot and play with them and just hang out with them. And it was such a cool experience and really just taught me life is worth living and that no matter where you go, God is so good. I mean, even though there's people in different circumstances, I mean, they were happy as can be, and it was just so cool to be able to go experience that with them.
And that kind of goes right along with your platform that you've been running on with Miss Carbon County, mainly focusing on mental health.
Yes, it does, for sure. I think a lot of people look at the negatives in life, whether I don't have this or I'm feeling depressed, I'm not feeling like I'm good enough, and sometimes we just need to take a step back and realize all the blessings we do have and that how privileged we are and all the positive things in our life.
Now, not to put you on the spot, but is there was there any part of that trip that really stood out as your favorite, or was it just an overall amazing experience for you?
Honestly, I think one of the things that just hit home was when we got there, it was hard to see at one camp. It was kind of, they had lice in their hair. We couldn't hold them. A lot of them had no schooling. They didn't know what a toothbrush was. But I think leaving was such a memory I'll always remember. I mean, there was kids crying. There was kids waving at us, giving us hugs, no matter where we went. And I think that just touched my heart because no matter where you go in life, you could be such an influence on someone's life, even for a short period of time.
And it's always incredible to talk about that impact that you can have on other people's lives. So I'm sure you left that a changed person and they left it changed as well.
For sure. Really,
got to be a fun time. So now that we've talked about that, let's kind of talk about the biggest upcoming event for you guys, the Winter Wonderland Tea Party. And that's coming up on January 18th at 2 p.m. in the Carbon County Events Center. So, Shalice, what should people expect from this Winter Wonderland Tea Party?
They should expect to come in pretty ball gowns and hang out with us, Miss Carbon County Royalty. We'll be in ball gowns as well. We'll hand out little tiaras for the little girls. There will be Prince Charming. There will also be fingernail painting, face painting, story time, learn how to do dances. There will be so many fun events. So, I mean, just come and have a good time.
Now, I'm obviously not the biggest ball gown person, but that sounds super fun. And we were talking about it a little beforehand, before we came on air, but this is actually raising money for a pretty big purpose for Miss Carbon County.
Yeah, so it's going to help me go to Miss Utah to represent Carbon County. I would love any support I can get, and I think this is such a great experience to represent Carbon County and everyone in it.
And then let's talk about Miss Utah for a second. It's a few months off, but what's the preparation for that been like?
Oh, boy. I mean, there's a lot. I've seen how Miss Utah works, and Miss Utah herself to this day, she works her butt off, and I appreciate that so much, and I look up to her so much. I think it's such a big deal, so to even be able to run for it, there's so much time and just things you have to put into it, and so there's a lot coming up for it, but it's going to be so exciting and worth it.
I guess it's a common misconception that it's easy being royalty, but no, you guys are always out and about in the community. Always impressive to see how many events you guys are actually able to show up to. Now, BIT being a fundraiser, how much is this going to cost?
So with the fundraiser going to it?
Yeah.
Okay, so tickets, $25 per princess and $10 per adult.
So that's not too bad at all. I mean, you're giving your kids a memory they're going to cherish for a long time. And it's only $25, and you get all the activities that you mentioned. That's just a great deal. Now, if people are interested and listening and want to sign up, how can they best do that? How can they buy tickets?
So they can purchase tickets at MissCarbonCounty.org. Again, that's MissCarbonCounty.org.
Now, Shalice, unfortunately, we are running out of time. But is there anything you'd like to leave the listeners with?
That I hope I see all of you there. I think it's going to be a great event, and it's going to be so much fun just to hang out with each other. And again, it's for a good cause to help me represent Carbon County at Miss Utah. So Thank you for having me.
Well, Shalice, thank you for taking the time out of your day to come talk to us. We really appreciate it. Again, that was Miss Carbon County, Shalice Rahal. We were talking about the Winter Wonderland Tea Party coming up on January 18th at 2 p.m. in the Carbon County Events Center. And for more Castle Country Focus interviews like this one, you can stay tuned to KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM, or you can listen on the Castle Country Radio app. And for the KOAL Newsroom, I'm Aiden Mortensen.